Hello and welcome back to the Rope Access and Climbing Podcast. I'm your host, Mikey Stevenson, and today I'm going to be talking to you about probability over consequence. If this is your first time here, please make sure to subscribe and follow us wherever you get your podcasts. So stay tuned. Step into your harness and get ready for a podcast about the vertical world. All right, well, let's dive into today's episode. So today we are talking about probability over consequence. This obviously comes off my tongue a little easier than talking about likelihood and severity. But I guess at the end of the day, it really comes down to what you've been exposed to in the past. Now, for myself, being in the guiding industry, this is something that's drilled into our head of probability over consequence. This is something that is our decision-making tool when we are in the environments and making those decisions on a now basis. Now, just like the likelihood of severity, it's exactly the same thing. It's just explained differently. Now, I guess in the guiding industry, probability to consequences, where I've heard it and it's been really, really drilled into my head, likelihood and severity is something that I've kind of been exposed to in the rope access industry. Now, because of my background, I always go and resort to probability over consequence. And this all obviously has to do with your problem-making skills. So when you're rigging up ropes, when you are going to do, you know, that task for the first time, when you are looking at, you know, the risk tolerance scales, or looking at that paperwork, and you're talking about, okay, what is the probability that something could happen? And the alternative is the consequence if something did happen. This is an ever-evolving scale. This is something that we have to look at. Now, the combination and the understanding of this really has to do with your risk tolerance as well. And it's this amalgamation of everything. So, you know, at the end of the day, if I have a high risk tolerance, the probability scale is going to say like, the likelihood or the probability of something happening is very low. But if something did happen, it may be, you know, some hurt feelings or something as severe as someone dying. Obviously, that would be pretty bad. But I've found myself in situations working with other people that I'm going to wager something one way and say, okay, the probability here is, you know, medium to high. And the consequence is catastrophic. Someone will die if something happens. Now, obviously, in the work environment, that's not good odds. Okay, you never want high probability and high consequence. You can have low probability and high consequence. That's essentially what we deal with pretty frequently. Okay. In the rope access industry, one of these situations that is commonly talked about is, you know, going over a 90 degree edge with our ropes. Okay. The probability of a rope failure is very high. The consequence is death. Okay. So what are you going to do to mitigate that problem? Well, you can put one kind of soft barrier on both ropes. Okay. So the probability of something happening comes down a little bit, but the consequence is extreme. Okay. We are still going to kill someone if that singular rope barrier fails. However, if we put two barriers in place, so one on each independent rope, then the probability comes down to almost nil and the consequence stays the same. Now, is that better? So now our probability is about 50% and our consequence is still at 100%. Okay. But when you put that second barrier in, okay, that drops our probability down, like I said. So, okay, absolutely. Let's go to work. Let's do this job. All good to go. All right. In the guiding industry, let's talk about an experience there. So you have a client, you're on a multi-pitch route. And for the people that are not familiar with the guiding industry and multi-pitch climbing, when it comes to climbing, a pitch is a full length of rope or a half length of rope, depending on where you're at. Okay, that's one pitch. Now, to get to a top of a mountain, you basically have to stack these pitches or rope lengths on top of one another. And this route may have 11 independent pitches to get from the bottom of the mountain to the top of the mountain. So say that you go up a couple pitches and weather rolls in. Okay, so now we have bad weather. Okay, and you know, we don't want to be up on the mountain. So our probability of a bad situation or an epic situation is pretty high. The consequences, well, you know, depends on what the weather event is. You know, you could have falling debris from above, rocks, you know, whatever it may be. Okay. If it's a lot of rain, you may end up having a lot of rain come down on you and you may not be prepared for this. So you may get stuck out overnight, have to now start dealing with the probability of hypothermia and taking care of not just yourself, but whatever clients you're with, the one or two individuals. So the probability of something epic happening is pretty high, and the consequence could be pretty severe, like hypothermia, long exposure times. Now it starts getting a little dicey. So you take the... to minimize that risk there, you are like, okay, we're boarding from this mission. We're coming down. We're going to rappel out of this section. Okay, great. Now, you get down to one pitch and you decide that it's faster, easier, safer for whatever reason to not put ropes or not put knots in the ends of your ropes. Okay, so you descend down. You're good. You have some sort of a backup plan. It's all good. You get to the next station, belay station, and the clients come down. And what you've done is created this, what we call a J-loop, and basically guiding them into your station that you're at. That's great. Now, you're on this nice big platform, and for some reason, you allow the person to just come off rappel and you miss that connection, that vital point of connection. Now that person is now not secure to the mountain. You're on this big, massive, you know, dance floor ledge, but the probability of that person now wandering off and doing something is very high. And the consequence is certain death if they slip or fall or whatever. What can you do to minimize this? Well, step one is you've already figured out that your main hazard here is the weather. So you're getting out of there before it gets bad. Okay, that's great. Awesome. You're trying to minimize your exposure to that hazard. Now, you decide to descend down with no knots, which is obviously not good, but because of the circumstance, you implement a prussic backup. Okay, good. That's a great mitigation for not having knots, because if something fell down, you get knocked out, at least you still have a hands-free option to keep you safe. Now, myself, I've been in the mountains a lot, and I know that there's lots of times where I won't tie knots in the ends of the ropes because knots get stuck in grooves. They dislodge rocks. Sometimes they cause more grief than they're worth. So in lieu, you implement a mitigation to protect that. Great. All right. So you get down to your station, you clip into the anchor, you build your new anchor, you bring your clients down, and now you're still super worried about the weather. Your mind's not really on task except for getting that second client down, and that one client wanders off and does whatever they're going to do, you know, goes to the washroom, whatever. But that person is now in a heavily exposed environment, and probably because you're guiding them, they're probably not familiar or comfortable in that environment. And now that person is not physically attached to the mountain. That is a big problem. So what can we do to bring down the probability? Because the consequence is still the same. The probability is making sure that you step back, look at the big picture, take the time to look at everything over before you basically consult the second client. You're looking at that first client and making sure that they're attached to the mountain, all their carabiners, whatever carabiners are engaged in the system, is locked. The anchor system is ready to go to accept them when they get to you. Okay. By doing so, you know, you're not, you know, thinking of other things. You're thinking about one thing at a time, taking your time to see what's happening and mitigating those hazards as they present themselves. Okay. Your probability drops substantially. The consequence at the end of the day is still the same, but dropping that probability. Now, this goes to this is exactly the same. If you change the words probability for likelihood or consequence for severity, it's exactly the same thing. Now, at the end of the day, we also have to understand the difference between what risk is and what hazard is. Now, I do find, and or I have found in the past, that a lot of people don't really understand the difference between what risk is and what hazard is. So let's dive into that a little bit here. Now, what's the difference? What is risk? What is hazard? Hazard is a constant. Think of it that way. So a constant in a rope access industry, going back to our example before, is that sharp edge. That sharp edge is not moving. It's still there. Like it or not, it will always be there. Now, your risk is what your probability to that hazard is, okay? So that risk is, how exposed are you? Well, if you have nothing between your rope and the hazard, you have very high risk of high potential, high consequence. However, you implement mitigations, you lower that risk, you lower that potential, you lower the consequence sometimes. Now, go into a backcountry side of things. Let's change the environment from climbing and go to avalanche safety. Now, your hazard is an avalanche. Okay. Now, hopefully you don't see an avalanche. Okay. Let's be honest. Avalanches are cool to see and watch from afar, but never want to be involved in one. So the hazard is the avalanche. Okay. The size of it will be dictated based on how much snowpack there is, the layers that you're dealing with, and the overall loading. So your compression bubble. Okay. That will dictate several different factors. Now, the risk here is, if you have bad snowpack, you have a bunch of crappy layers, you have a lot of snow that just fell overnight, and you decide to walk into an open slope. Now, for the people that are aware of avalanche terrain, walking into an open slope at the base of it is pretty dangerous. So your risk here is, you're walking into a middle of a double-edged sword, essentially, here. You're walking right into the dead center of it. Now, to eliminate that risk, you can take a different route. You may not even go out that day because you know that the conditions are not ready for you to be out there and be traveling through this terrain safely. So by removing the risk, by not walking under that slope, by not putting yourself in that terrain, you drop the risk, you drop your potential, and your consequences essentially evaporated. So the risk is, and the hazard, associate with one another, but they also work together with probability to consequence. All right. So I hope that makes sense. I hope that you get something out of this. This is something that it doesn't matter what you're doing. It doesn't matter where you're at. You're always going to be dealing with this equation of probability to consequence. Okay? Just like getting out of your vehicle in the wintertime. Okay? The hazard is the ice. It's there. The risk is how you're going to get out of your vehicle. And in doing so, the probability of you slipping on that ice and the consequence could be you fall and break an arm. Okay? How are you going to wager that? All right. So, anyways, that's what I got for today. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, make sure to hit the like button if you're watching this on YouTube. Subscribe as it's down here in the bottom right-hand corner. Hit the bell for notifications as I put out new content every Sunday here on YouTube. As well, you can check me out wherever you get your favorite podcast and on Instagram. So make sure to follow me, check me out, and until next time.